This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. The first hour of this show is being recorded live from the floor of the PDAC conference. That is the Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada here in Toronto. Bringing on to kick off the show, I have the co-chairman of Exeter Resource Corporation, Yale Simpson, with me. Yale, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Now, Yale, you've been to, a number of PDACs. You've seen the highs and the lows. What's your general takeaway of this show, attitude-wise, first?
Oh, Chris, with gold moving up, then there's quite a bit of buzz, and there's the first optimism we've had for, 4 or 5 years, right, Corey? When you look around and see how many exhibitors are there, how many companies are telling their stories, there's huge gaps here where there used to be companies, now there's corridors. So you're probably seeing maybe a third less companies than we've seen before. That's my view. But in terms of traffic, people walking up and down, we're seeing some reasonable traffic. So I don't know what the attendance is. Remember, this show pulls in 30,000 people, right? So I don't know what the numbers are now.
Now, with the people that have been walking by the booth, have you seen investors, bankers, more company people? What is the general attendance from an individual perspective?
Corey, we're a little bit different because I was looking at our booth to say whether it says how much money we have. Because Exeter has over $20 million in cash, I would say the bulk of the people here are trying to get hold of our money, are bringing us proposals or looking for jobs, and that reflects just how dismal this market is. And this is a show that is lots of representation from the microcaps, and microcaps means, to me, under $10 million. And so we've seen a lot of those people saying, hey, would we like to look at something in Dominican Republic or what have you. But there has been some companies come in who represent funds, resource funds, like a long gold funds. There's been, I know of three. My CEO, Wendell Zerb, might know of a few. But in the traffic, I don't see... Well, Chris, the PDAC is a dealer show, right? All the deals are done around the corner. Wendell Zerb, who I mentioned, is our CEO. He's in constant meetings off-site. He's not at the show, okay? It's all about the deal-making behind the scenes. But, you know, there's a lot of companies here that are just spinning their wheels still, right?
Well, even with this uptick in the metals prices and even the microcaps moving quite nicely, there are still a lot of companies that are running low on money. And you do hear of a lot of people still almost grasping for that little bit of funding just to keep the lights on, don't you?
Well, I know one company that is hoping out of this show to get $20,000. And then you make an announcement that just completed a financing for $20,000. That they would say that's good. That's good. It's been a good show.
Yeah, right? It doesn't take you very far, does it?
It doesn't take you very far. And clearly there's no money for a drilling story. So if you say, hey, I need $1 million to put together the drilling program in wherever it might be, Alaska or something, there's no money. And there may not be for a year. The focus is on people who have some cash, and I'm not just blowing our own horn, but cash so that there's no dilution. And something to build off.
Well, as an investor, I do like to see the company still working to advance their property, but it's obviously a balancing act between spending all your money and not doing anything. There's that middle ground that I think companies really need to focus on. What are you guys doing to find that middle ground there?
Yeah, even though we're well-financed compared to most companies, we're in an engineering kind of phase with our project, and it's easy to spend $5 million, okay? And so we are still gauging this market for another quarter as to see, do we have the confidence to take our treasury from $21 million to $15 million, which means that we're shortening our potential survival life. if the market turned and headed south. Remember, we got two challenges. One, Corey, is to optimize the value for everybody, because everybody's in it to make money in terms of the investors. But the other one is a survival story to make sure that we're going to be around. We're still down 90% over what we were at our high, right?
Even with the double in the last 2 months.
Yeah. Well, people say, you know, I should have bought some Exeter a couple of months ago because you're up by 120%. But I'll say, no. We were down by 95%. Now we're down by 88%. And the trading we're seeing, like in so many other companies, is the market's being cleaned up a bit. And when I was marketing in Florida 3 weeks ago, talking to people who were big investors in Exeter, it was clear that the generalists, the people who are not gold bugs, if you like, they're not remotely interested. They'll talk you out of why gold be going up. They'll talk about Trump and all these things like that as to why gold's not going to go anywhere. It's the people who've made money historically coming off a low that are making our market. We're trading half the volumes we used to. When we're trading the big volumes we used to, then you'll see these companies move up to another level.
Well, that's also when we will have more investors back in the market, which I think there are still a lot of people sitting on the sidelines and watching. From some of your meetings, even outside of the show, with some banks, big companies, other companies, is the general consensus that we are in an uptrend here, or are people still pretty nervous from your meetings about another drop?
Okay, the professionals, and we had a meeting for an hour and a half with one of the banks, one of their analysts, one of the majors in the business. He was talking about the fundamentals of why gold's going to go higher. That's another discussion entirely. You know, there's a lot of people, if you go around and talk to a microcap company, they'll jump up and down and say, of course, the gold price is going to $1,600, because that's what they say. But, you know, and you know, we can talk another time about the fundamentals behind gold, and I'm sure you've had people on talking about it. There is reason for gold to go higher. I think you can look at it from a trading point of view and say, hey, it should be pulling back a bit here. This has gone up too fast. I mean, it can go flat line. I'm happy to go flat line for a few weeks.
Yeah.
It's moving up too strongly. Fundamentally speaking, there's more reasons for gold to go up than to go down. We've tested the lows more than once, and we're in a pretty good space right now, I think.
So now, taking a look back, you already mentioned there are less companies at this show. What is the general takeaway for you when you see the shrinking, especially from last year? Even last year, I know we talked and said there hasn't been that big of a drop-off of companies presenting. This year, it is noticeable. So what is your takeaway from that?
You know, for the investor, he's going to have to wait and look hard to find the next discovery play. There's so little money still being spent on you know, the next drill hole into the next potential event. You're going to wait a while for a discovery. Many recoveries for the investors are driven by discoveries. And you can go back and look and see whether it was diamonds back when, or whether it was Voisey's Bay, or depending on how far you. They were often driven by a discovery. You're not going to see that here. The discovery rate is low and going lower for a while. That's another discussion as to what that impact will be on the future of this industry, because remember, Kispiche, a big gold copper project, was the last big discovery made by the industry, and that was made 9 years ago. There hasn't been another one since. So there's going to be a real scarcity, and that's going to spur a lot more M&A activity. And that's the sort of thing that will perk people's attention. There was Cloud Resources gone this week. It'll be those sorts of things that focus attention, because people would say, well, gee, if I'd known somebody's up in Cloud, I could have made 50% in a day. You know, you look at Exeter and say, well, geez, if Exeter did something, maybe I could make 50% or 100% in a day. That is the sort of thing that people will come back into this space, but back into this space, which is not the microcaps looking to drill a hole.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report, recording live from the floor of the PDAC conference here in Toronto. This segment is one of personal interest to me, and I think a lot of resource investors out there who look at companies exploring in other parts of the world will find very interesting. I have a new guest on with me. He is a partner of a boutique law firm in Argentina, based in Argentina, that specializes in foreign investment. His name is Ignacio Silario. Ignacio, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Now, Ignacio, I was introduced to you actually years ago when we reconnected at this show, and I wanted to get your insights on the changes that have happened just in the last 3 months when the new government has come into Argentina. Can you take us through a number of the changes that they've already managed to put through?
Of course. The changes have been extremely fast and very oriented into open the Argentina to a very friendly pro-market policy. I don't know if you have followed the restrictions that Argentina had in the previous administration towards foreign investment, which were very deep and pretty well known by, in general, by the public. And this government, as soon as they took office, they decided to send a strong message to the market that they were going to remediate that, and in that sense they did at least three actions that emphasize what their policy will look like. The first one was to completely eliminate the restrictions that they had to the trade of currencies in and out of Argentina. Argentina had suffered of an unrealistically low exchange rate that was basically done by discretionary by the government, not allowing access on pesos to buy US dollars, but forcing companies to change their dollars to US pesos. The first decision that the government did was to completely set a market price on the exchange rate, and that has obviously ended up in a devaluation that was not as deep as we thought, and it was basically very manageable, but made incredibly easier for producing and investing companies in Argentina to become profitable again. The second decision that they did was to repeal one of the most obnoxious and heavy taxes that exporters had in Argentina, was the export tax, which was a very high tax on the exportation of products, particularly when you talk on mining, there was a 5% on bullion and 10% on concentrates. Now both are at zero.
It scared a lot of companies away at the time, didn't it?
Exactly. The export tax, to be fair, made it more difficult for investment decisions, but when you added that to the other type of measures that the government took in the last years, made it almost impossible. You know, it's a kind of a big detriment. That is at zero, and that actually made that many of the mines in Argentina that were, you know, in red, now they are again being profitable. The third strong decision they did was Argentina has been in default of certain debts from 2002, and even though they arranged a deal on 93% of that debt, there was still 7% on trial in New York. They cut a deal with the remaining bondholders. That deal has to be basically approved by the Federal Congress, and the decision to do so, the law that allows, you know, the deal to pass, will probably be enacted in the next month. So immediately after that, Argentina will be back in the market. They will probably raise around $15 billion in the market, and that has a dual good effect. First, it basically gives the government cushion to try to address their new challenge, which is to cap inflation and try to get away of the populist measures that had been ruled during the last years. And the second one, when you are in the market, you have to behave by the market. So that is also a strong message of the seriousness of this administration, of how long they're going to take this approach. Just to finalize, it's very interesting to see that these measures have been immediately being supported by the U.S. administration and the European one. It looks like kind of a side note, but Obama is visiting Argentina in March, and he's the first U.S. president visiting Argentina since the Clinton era. And it's not surprising that those powers are looking for the support, these decisions by the government, because even in whole Latin America, it seems there is a swing of going to more serious pro-market economy policies everywhere. If you see Brazil, the troubles that they're having, if you see Ecuador, the swifts that they have in their policies, if you see Venezuela and Morales, in Venezuela and Bolivia losing elections, you know, Maduro and Morales, it seems like Argentina is taking the front road on trying to show that Latin America is going to go back to more reasonable pro-investment policies.
Now, anyone who has followed Argentina or invested in any companies that have exploring or developing investing or building, producing in Argentina knows that these swings seem to happen almost every 12 years. But this really is one of those at the bottom type of actions, isn't it? Where when these policies are in, there are big changes that are happening.
Absolutely. One thing that is easy to predict, that we are in the start of one of these cycles. How long it will take, I hope that it will take decades and decades. You really never know. History says that at least they last between 10 and 12 years. But it's true that is the bottom, you know, is the start of a completely different approach towards investment in the country and market policies in the country.
Now, for investors, obviously, that's one thing to develop a comfort with investing in Argentina. But another is also having companies that are seeing the opportunity here. You work closely with a lot of companies that are either already doing something in Argentina or looking to do something. Have you seen an uptick in at least interest in, let's say, mining companies?
The interest is definitely there, and it's not only on, you know, first risk takers. Even fund managers and big companies have immediately picked up the phone trying to understand what this change has been. Having said that, also, there has been direct more investments and direct more interest in trying to take advantage of the position of such low prices because of the previous administration policies and the expectation that this one is causing now. So, yes, in short, the answer is there has been a lot of interest and trying to figure it out. It has been very short. You know, this administration took office in December 10, so it has been a very short time. But if things keep going this way, certainly you will see more and more interest and more investment coming through.
Ignacio, are you worried that this all just might be a short little blip and the government won't be able to continue down this road?
I don't think they won't be able at all. I'm not that concerned in that aspect. I cannot foresee the future 100%, but if you see the acceptance that is coming from different political parties to go through this policy, the general approach of trying to cope with the results of those populist economic policies of before and the detrimental effect that they had in the population, it will take some maneuvering and smart moves in order to deal with, to correct what the previous administration has done. But it's very hard not to be optimistic that they will be able to pull it through, and it's going to be for a while. How long it will take, but definitely it's not a short-term thing.
Ignacio, I think it's so important right now for investors to at least notice the changes that are going on in Argentina, because there are a lot of resources there. If you are a resource investor, there are some opportunities.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our live coverage from the floor of PDAC here in Toronto, I have sitting down with me a regular guest to the program, Jayant Bhandari. Jayant, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
Now, Jayant, as you and I have been walking around the floor of this show, talking to a number of companies, the mood is, I would say, slightly better amongst the companies, but not flat across the board, even though we have seen a nice bump in a lot of stocks over the first 2 months of this year. What's your takeaway from, first of all, the general mood and also the macro sense of how we have seen stocks react quite nicely to a bump up in not only precious metals, but also base metals?
That's correct. And I have been amused with the kind of crowd I have seen at PDAC, which is much less than I anticipated, given the fact that commodity prices and equity prices have done so well over the last few weeks. I see a contradiction between the increase in equity prices, commodity prices, and a lack of traffic at PDAC. And the only conclusion I can make is that most of the equity price increase has been a result of institutional investors participating in equities.
We've also seen a nice inflow into the ETFs too, especially GLD. Those type of ETFs have gotten a lot of money that's come in, and that obviously helps bump up not only the price, but also interest in the equities. However, when we are talking to companies, have you gotten the feeling that even though some of their stocks have doubled, they're still needing to raise money in some cases, and money isn't exactly easy to come by still?
For most of these junior mining companies, it will be very difficult to raise money, but I completely agree with you that most of the action has been underpinning most of the action has been increase in commodity prices. And I think increase in price of copper and particularly of gold is real. It has real fundamental reason why these two commodities have gone up, and I think their increase is they will probably keep increasing. There might be a consolidation phase, But that has, of course, affected the equity prices. I'm not sure if it will be easy for the junior mining companies to raise money as a consequence of this.
It does take time for the money to flow down, especially to the juniors. We've seen a lot of the big guys, big mining companies, move quite nicely, and I think that really shows the interest coming into the sector. Let's talk about, first of all, gold. What are some of the fundamental reasons that you're excited about for the metal?
Well, my excitement about gold is backed by pessimism about the international economy. The economies outside the Western countries are reverting back to their normal behavior, which is that they are going back to becoming negative yielding economies. Remember, Corey, most of the countries outside the Western civilization haven't really understood the concept of reason and critical thinking and creativity. And the result is that they could copy as much as they could over the last three decades. And now they have plucked most of the low-hanging fruit. So their economies are stagnating. And look at, I travel in Africa and Middle East and Southeast Asia. They have used up most of their extra money on living a good life, which is not a good thing. You don't see much manufacturing plants coming up. So now those economies are stagnating, but the sorry thing is that the Western civilization, the regulations have become so oppressive that it does not make any sense to invest in economies here. So when you don't have sense in investing, you buy zero-yielding assets of empty properties and gold.
So in general, it sounds like you are completely on board with the narrative of this slow growth, even contraction in some countries, and that's why the reason to hold gold or to buy gold is the protection or store of wealth type of aspect, simply because there isn't a whole lot of innovation going on right now.
Absolutely. So I grew up in India, Corey, as you know, and the reason people in the Middle East and Southeast Asia have historically bought so much gold is because investing in their economies, in manufacturing or infrastructure, actually does not make sense. So World Bank and IMF haven't a clue what I'm talking about, because they think that given the cost structure in those countries, investing in manufacturing should make sense. But I don't invest in manufacturing in those countries because it's very uneconomical. And that is the reason why they have in the past bought so much gold. And now, yes, internationally, we are oppressing creativity, critical thinking, and businesses. So the result will be that people will buy stuff that does not deteriorate. The concept of growing your capital with time is going to disappear going forward. It will be about protecting what you have.
Now, what about industrial metals, or more specifically, Dr. Copper? We've seen a nice move in copper so far this year, but if we are seeing the slowdown, can that be sustained, or maybe are we in a new paradigm of copper right around $2, or where it is around today, around $2.15, let's say?
Well, firstly, copper is also used as a place to store your surplus. There are a lot of people and institutions that actually store copper to protect their wealth. But also, when I say countries outside the West, in my mind, I was making an exception for China. China, in my view, is growing and it will continue to grow. China is doing quite well. And when people say slow down, China is not slowing. Chinese growth is slowing, which are two very different concepts. China is growing hugely even today. 6% is a fabulous growth, particularly given that even 2 or 3% growth in the past was supposed to be very good. 6% is outrageously good growth, and China is growing at that rate. I'm very optimistic about China.
That is a good distinction to make between growth and growth rate. Yes, the growth rate is slowing, but their growth is still, I think the target this year is 6.5% to 7%, or right around there that they came out with recently. Talking about that, or actually let's dive down into some of the equities. As we mentioned, the big caps seem to be moving. The juniors, some of them have moved. Where's your sweet spot for investing right now?
Well, I have been focusing mostly on arbitrage opportunities for the last few years. There are a lot of mergers and acquisitions happening in the market, and it's very easy to do some simple primary level math on these acquisitions and see, look for arbitrage opportunities. Don't chase the big names, because big names, the arbitrage is usually not much, usually 1 or 2%, but with small names, the arbitrage can be as much as 40-50%. So that's where I like to keep money, particularly when I like the underlying asset and underlying management.
Can you give us an example of an arbitrage that you've either played in the past or that you're watching right now for our audience?
There's a company called Royal Nickel that is acquiring VMS Ventures. Now, Royal Nickel is trading for about 20 cents and VMS Ventures is trading for 6.5 cents. The arbitrage is between 20 to 40% depending on how you calculate the numbers. But moreover, you can actually even short the Royal Nickel if you don't really follow the company. And VMS Ventures offers you between 20 to 40% arbitrage upside. I will not chase it above 6.5 cents. Give an order and sit on it if you want to buy it.
And as you mentioned, some of the big stocks are the ones that trade high volume. This arbitrage seems to decrease quite quickly. There really is. It's a nothing percentage.
It's funny, Corey. I have seen such arbitrages staying in the market for months, actually. And they might even grow bigger as the merger comes closer, and I have never been able to understand why that happens, but because I have experienced this again and again and again over the last 4 years, and I have been able to make money out of it, I have confidence that this is actually a very funny and interesting and very productive way to make money.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Continuing our coverage from the floor of PDAC, we are sitting right now at the Chile booth. I'm talking with Vicente Mira. He is a director of the Foreign Investment Promotion Agency. Vicente, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Corey.
Vicente, I want to get a, first of all, general perspective of what has been going on in Chile with your Foreign Investment Promotion Agency. What is the whole plan behind the agency?
Well, we are embarking on a transformation process, and we started operations of this agency that for the first time in the country's history will have a proactive foreign investment promotion agency and the strategy. We're building it up with global and very competitive standards. We have a consultancy role from the OECD and the World Bank in the year 2014 and 15. So we are upgrading our set of tools and promotion initiatives with top class and world class standards to become more effective and to be a truly proactive body attracting the investment and the foreign investment that the country wants and what the country needs.
Now, what is a lot of the foreign investment made up of that comes into Chile?
Well, it is not a surprise that I tell you mining has been a key component on our foreign direct investment. Just to put the numbers and figures in context, between 2009 and 2014, 45% of the FDI flows were coming from mining projects. Mining projects that highly rely on commodity prices. We cannot control commodity prices, but we can do when the cycle is turning against us is that we can create conditions to foster investments on alternative sectors or sectors where there is added value. So we can actually tackle challenges in terms of productivity, tackle challenges in terms of energy and water consumption for the industry, and becoming more cost efficient to be a real competitor for the next 25 and 30 years. It is not a surprise that Chile has unrivaled geological conditions. We want to create conditions for the investment to think on the country on the very, very long term with a mining service industry that can not only serve the local investment projects, but is also inserted in a highly mining intensive region. and then that's the potential for exporting mining services from Chile towards Peru, towards Argentina, Bolivia, probably Colombia, even Mexico. Just remember, Chile is part of the Pacific Alliance, and Pacific Alliance being Mexico, Colombia, Peru and Chile, worth of 2 trillion economies combined and 200 million inhabitants. And that's a market where we basically share common values, a similar culture, political and economic stability, rule of law, clear rules, and a long-term vision. So that's how we're aiming, what we're aiming to do with this new agency to attract the investments that we want and that the investments that we need.
So the mining sector, I guess we should call it the resource sector, is crucial to the foreign direct investment that comes into Chile. How do you make it even more attractive for companies to come in, whether they are explorers or miners?
Well, apart from the new agency, which is more on the soft side, because we will providing services and then accompanying investors on the promotion, pre-investment, landing and aftercare stages of the promotion cycle, we are updating our setup and tools of incentives and programs. And in particular, in 2014, it was announced the creation of the Strategic Investment Fund, which is a $1 billion strategy that will co-fund investment initiatives through subsidies and grants. This is not equity participation. It's subsidies and grants from the government that strategy started injecting capital in 2015, and it will go until the end of 2017. And we are basically, as an agency, working, pitching up investment projects that suit their criteria, their eligibility criteria, to be granted a subsidy or a grant, with the aim of either accelerating an investment plan or being the marginal contribution towards location and establishment of a business in Chile when we are competing against a new country. Those incentives and that program in particular, we as an agency have been benchmarking them, are very competitive, and I can tell that they can make the difference when it comes to deciding the location of a new venture.
So how does Chile compare with some of the other South American countries in terms of offering these subsidies and also attracting this foreign investment?
Well, in terms of subsidies, as I said, the benchmarking exercise we did puts us in a very competitive role. And then if you add that to a long-lasting relationship with investors, to a long-lasting track record of institutionality, of political and economical stability, clear rules, Chile is still, apart from the movement in a ranking from one year to another, Chile is still by far the most competitive economy in the southern cone of Latin America. We are still the best place to do business in South America, still topping up rankings far away from our neighboring countries. And we believe that that's a continuous effort. We need to keep up that privileged position, because we rely on foreign investment. So we need to maintain and update conditions to make these investments happen.
Now, you mentioned 2008 through 2014, there was a lot of money coming in the mining sector in foreign investment. 2015, very much a down year, wasn't it?
Yes, we saw a drop in FDI larger than 40%, largely explained by mining projects, basically. 45% of the flow received between 2008 and 2014 was mining projects, and then last year, 2015, only 20%.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, but we understand it's a cycle. And then probably helping to counter, to offset this drop on mining investments, we have an energy sector that is flourishing currently, supported by new and renewed conditions from the regulator to foster new technologies, to promote new entrants and new competition. And we've seen that exercise being done with successful results in terms of dropping prices. Just remember, by 2013, Chile was, and the mining industry in Chile was facing very, very high energy prices, above $150 per megawatt. Just a month ago, we saw an auction clearing at $79 per megawatt, with 100% intake from renewables. And that's the most remarkable fact, because there's a big trend going on in Chile in terms of renewables, mostly explained by solar. Chile has the three best spots in the world with the solar radiation, and we are exploiting that, generating cheap energy. We also have wind potential, and we keep up mini hydroelectric potential also from our rivers. Just remember, Chile has a very, very long country with more than 5,000 kilometers of coast. coastline is still very narrow and very high, so we can take advantage of the slopes of our mountains to alternative uses of energy, such as the pump storage, for example.
Now, take us through this solar aspect. When we were talking off mic, I found this very interesting. Chile is a big producer of solar energy right now, but there's also this technology side that you're trying to develop.
Yes, and that's where the most interesting potential comes. Chile is a small country, right? It's 17 million inhabitants, it's roughly 250 billion economy, and as of today, we're not exporting energy. But there's potential for integration with our neighboring countries, Peru and Argentina, because we have unrivaled conditions for generation cheap energy up there in the north on the solar projects. And at the same time, the radiation in Chile is unique, and it's much higher than the places where most of the technology, in particular solar panels, have been built. So it is a unique opportunity to test and to develop an industry of technology of high quality and high technology solar panels to tackle the challenges of that industry, in particular for the future. What are we doing as a government, and not only from the public but from the private side, to make that happen? So we're building up national programs. We call them strategic programs, where the public, the private, and the academia sector will meet, and we're starting to develop roadmaps of where we want to be in 25, 30 years' time. In particular, we are already working on the implementation phase of the National Mining Program that has a strong component on energy, and then solar is crucial for that. And at the same time, we have one national program that is called the solar cluster. So we're aiming to build up a solar district in the Atacama region up there in the north to have a really cheap sources of energy to be very competitive in some more added value or manufacturing industries such as the mining.
So to wrap us up here, what is your agency's outlook over the next 10, 20, even 30 years as in the biggest growth sector?
Well, we basically, and as I said, that we want to attract the FDI that the country needs, and in those regards, it's not quantity, but it's quality what we want. And when we say quality, we mean good jobs, high-quality jobs, technology transfer, human capital transfer, social responsibility, corporate social responsibility. We want innovation. We want sophistication of our economic metrics, and those are the goals that will be driving our job rather than purely quantity of flows from foreign investors.
Vicente, thank you for joining us, providing us with an outlook on where Chile is going. Everybody does know it for mining, but there are a bunch of other areas where investing is happening and can be quite lucrative. So thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.